is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. Tonight, we get together and we talk Gotham. The season finale that aired Monday, May 4th. Today is Wednesday, the 6th of May. Alongside of me, all the way from the VRO.com, as in Variety Radio Online, Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet.
It is time to speak the Gotham season finale.
What did you give it?
Like, holy shit, this was a 10. This was like one of the best finales I've seen.
I know.
Oh my gosh, it was good. I was waiting for you to go, actually, I give it a 7 because blah, blah, blah.
Oh no, it was freaking amazing.
Yeah, this episode was dope. This, man, outstanding.
It gave me everything I wanted.
Yeah.
Everything I wanted.
Well, I was a little worried because on Monday, DJ Penetrate and I, we went out of town to Lake Charles. He wanted to do some gambling. I did a little relaxation. When we're coming back on Tuesday, we're listening to Howard Stern on XM Radio, and he starts talking about how he loves Gotham. It's a great show, the season finale, and I'm like, oh, he's going to ruin it. And luckily, he was just like, dude, it's a great show. I didn't think I was going to get hooked, and then I watched the first episode, love it. It's one of the best shows on television, and they were talking about the season finale, how awesome it was. I was like, thank God he didn't ruin it, and thank God, because, you know, Howard Stern will tell you.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. So yes. Awesome season finale. I have my notes here. So, everybody that's joining us, this is our...
I have my notes. Listen.
Exactly. I always do all the note-taking. I feel like I'm the little Asian guy that's the nerd in school, and you guys always copy my homework.
You keep us on track, and that's great, because I would be all over the place.
All right. And for all those of y'all that are out there like, well, you gotta say Asians. Because when I went to school, all the Asians are smart. Okay? So that's... There you go. Okay.
No, Mike might not know this, but
you're Asian.
Yeah.
Really? No, you're not.
My sister-in-law lives, and my nephews are.
Oh, there you go. See,
four of my nephews are.
So that's good. So I can talk about Asian. Plus, I have a lot of Asian friends, and I love Chinese food, Vietnamese food. Love it all. So here we go. Let's talk Gotham. The episode was called "All Family, All Happy Families Are Alike." I've got everybody kind of. Together here a little bit, but I want to get to my part, okay? Girl fight! Barbara and freaking Dr. Tompkins.
Okay, so Tuesday, normally we recap on Tuesday.
Yes.
And Monday I didn't have a chance to watch it because I was busy.
Right.
And then Tuesday I didn't get to be able to watch it until late that night.
Right.
So me and my brother's in the car and he's like, so did you watch Gotham? And I was like, no, so don't tell me anything. He's like, I ain't watched it either. But he is like, it looks like Barbara is getting ready to kill somebody or something like that. And I was like, well, hopefully she dies. And he's like, she's not going to die, Amy. And I was like, well, what are you talking about? He's like, don't you know that's Gordon's wife?
Yeah.
Barbara,
that's what I've heard.
Apparently in the comic book.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And I was like, you need to call in next season because Mike and I do not know the comic book.
Yeah, we don't know the comic book. But yeah, I've heard about it. I heard that Barbara and them are a thing and everything else. But I was like, nah, I'm not even worried about it.
Now, my brother's theory is that the good doctor is, what is her name? Harley.
Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what my brother thinks.
Well, I guess we'll see. I mean, I've always said that Dr. Tompkins, not only is she hot and she's smart and she's cool, but there was something dark about her. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But who knows? I'm just going for the ride. I'm not going to start trying to guess or anything like that. But hell, I knew something was up. When she was like, Dr. Tompkins, I would like for you to be my psychiatrist. I feel like I can talk to you.
My house.
Oh, yeah. I was like...
Let's have cake that we don't eat.
Dude, Jim...
Dude, that was some red velvet cake. That would have been gone if it was in front of you and I.
Oh, yeah. I would have ate it. That's some of my favorite cake right there. But man, they went at it. She's crazy. She killed her parents.
Killed her parents.
Yes. Wasn't even the psycho guy. You know?
That was her first kill.
Yeah. But that was awesome. That was an awesome girl fight, I have to admit. I loved it. And I was hoping that Barbara would take a knife to the chest or something, but Jim saves day like always. And I love Bullock, you know, when he says, I told him that girl was bad news.
No, that was one of my favorite lines.
So yeah, so what do you think? What do you think the story is? We don't see it because of course it's the season finale. So next season, do you think she's going to be in Arkham Asylum? Do you think she's going to be arrested?
Well, she is crazy. So I think she's going to be put in asylum.
I think Tompkins is probably going to be like, she's trying to kill me, but she's probably through. You know, she's probably went through trauma, and yeah, they're probably going to put her in the cuckoo nest.
Yeah, she's definitely going to end up in the cuckoo nest.
You know, but you never know. How do you maybe freaking Barbara's Harley Quinn?
Maybe they're changing the storyline.
You never know, you know. And I'm just throwing that out there. I have no clue. I just know that, damn it, Barbara lived. But I did
she alive? I mean, she got her head.
No, she's alive.
Pretty good.
She's alive. She's alive. Yeah, she's alive. Yeah, definitely. She's got to be alive. So next season, we'll see what happens with that crazy bitch Barbara.
I'm starting to like Barbara again.
You know what? That was kind of, you know, she had that little dark side of her. I was like, okay, you know, you're getting kind of hot again.
I know. When she was sitting there, and she was like, and then I realized we were going to my parents' house. I was like, wait a minute. He asked you who you wanted to kill.
Yep. I was like, this bitch killed her parents, which I wouldn't have. I don't blame her. I'm sure the parents were just totally garbage. But yeah.
It was they weren't garbage. They just wanted to, you know.
No. Those parents were shit. What are you talking about? Come on. Gee. You would stick up for the parents. Let's talk about, I got to say my favorite part.
Okay.
I mean, the girl fight was awesome. I think, you know, this whole episode was, to me, was just great.
Wasn't your favorite part.
I would have to go with my favorite part.
I say mine first?
And I'll see if I agree with you. Go.
Okay, when Jim is tied up and he's looking at Catwoman.
That's your favorite part?
Yeah, and he's like, you know, eyes. And she's like, oh, okay.
That's your favorite part?
That is.
No, my favorite part was probably not even 3 minutes long when Miss Kringle comes to Nygma and starts asking about the letter and Nygma is changing and hearing the voices. That was awesome.
That was amazing.
That was my favorite. And I was like watching it. And then when that happened, I was like, I really like this whole part. This whole episode. But this part here really just took it over. Man, yeah.
And his inner demons are, you know, they're saying everything that we talked about. Like throughout the season when
he's being picked on and making fun of him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, that was just an awesome ending for Enigma because I was wondering if we were going to get it, and then all of a sudden you see Miss Kringle come in. I was like, oh, we're getting a little bit of everybody. Everybody's in this episode,
yeah,
which was dope. So kudos to my man who plays Enigma, aka the Riddler. That was just awesome. Let's talk about one great part at the very end, which we've been seeing throughout the episode, where Bruce and Alfred are literally going crazy trying to find this clue. They find the clue. They find the book. They open up the chimney, the everything, secret passageway. Did you hear the bats down below?
I did.
Now, do you think Alfred knew it was there, or do you think Alfred is really in shock, has no clue?
I think he was in shock, too. I don't think he knew.
Okay. See, at first I was thinking, he knows about this. And then when the whole thing and the thing opened, I was like, okay, Alfred does look a little bit extra surprised.
Yeah, he did. He looked really surprised, especially when it was the music.
Yeah.
You know, the classic that his dad would listen to all the time. That's pretty rad. I mean, you push a button, the music comes on, and people think you're working.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to – and that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if it's going to be a secret – place that his dad, his dad gonna have like technology and computers down there? Is it the Bat Cave? I mean, it's obvious it's gonna be the Bat Cave, but is it gonna be, you know, totally stocked with all cool stuff? Or, you know, I don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah, like, how are they gonna, you know, let him train for like season two and then
he's
season
not
three? He's
gonna
a teenager?
Be, no.
How are they going to do this?
Rumor has it. I heard that we're not going to see Batman in Gotham. So
it's kind of good because it's kind of Jim's story.
Well, yeah,
and that's what I like.
That's the whole point.
Shut up.
Okay, so let's talk about. Now I got a question to ask you.
Okay, I have an answer.
And the fans out there that are listening to this, Penguin, was pretty badass in this. Now, I know he kind of messes up.
Do you think he was badass?
Oh, yes, he was badass. He was badass. Now, the whole thing, when he goes into Don Falcone's room and he's about to cut the throat of him, and then Jim stops him. I mean, we'll talk about that in a second. But when they get caught and it's obvious that that Fish Mooney is about to hand over to Maroney, and to see Penguin put Fish and Maroney against each other, saying that they're going to kill each other and he doesn't want another top person. He knew that was his way, just like he put Falcone and Maroney to fight each other, not really knowing it was him until the end. But I thought that was brilliant because that's exactly what happened. He knew that Fish Mooney was like, I'm going to be number one. And Maroney, of course, you know, started pushing her buttons and just being an ass. I thought that was freaky. My mouth dropped open when Fish Mooney shot Don Maroney in the head.
Yeah.
I was happy.
I didn't want Falcone to die.
I didn't see that coming.
You thought Falcone was going to die?
No. I didn't see Fish Mooney shooting Don Maroney in the head, in the face.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't. That was just awesome. I was like, and I was going to tweet, but like so much shit was happening. I was like, I can't even tweet right now. I'm so out of it right now. It was crazy.
Oh, I seen that coming.
And then the Penguin, everybody runs, but Penguin comes in like freaking Sylvester Stallone in Rambo 1, 2, and 3. Shoots everybody, chases Fish Mooney. They get upstairs. They're about to throw each other off the thing. Butch comes up. Butch is really fucked up. I mean, I think this was the episode.
He messed up in the head. We really get to see him messed up in the head this time.
Yeah, this is where we see like how much damage they really did to Butch. He wounds them both, and Penguin's like, screw this, pushes her off the building. Now, question. Is Fish alive?
She's dead.
I think she's dead too.
She's not coming back.
That was a big building.
Yeah, she's not coming back.
And it's not, you didn't hear a splash. You hear poosh, and then you kind of almost see her, like, her body there, and then it kind of sinks.
Well, the internet rumors is she's not coming back.
Really?
Yeah, Jada Pinkett Smith is done.
Oh, and that's the crazy thing, because I loved Jada Pinkett Smith as the new Fish Mooney.
Yeah, the new Fish Mooney, I loved.
I mean, no, hold on, because I know, see, you haven't been a fan of her. I've been a fan of her the whole time. No, I've liked Fish.
When I read the news a couple of weeks ago that she wasn't coming back, I was like, yes. I
fucking hate her.
And then she got badass, and I was like, oh, I like
Dude,
her.
She looked hot. She looked hot with one eye. I might tell my wife to get to do it. Honey! Do you think you'd even consider changing one of your eyes and just putting a contact, like a blue eye or a red eye in your eyes? Okay, I just thought I'd ask.
We didn't hear her. But
she was like,
I'm sure she said hell no.
She was like, why would I do that? So you could be like Fish Mooney on Gotham. She said no thanks. As you can see, my wife is a big supporter of my television shows that I watch. I don't think she's. Oh, well, I can throw that idea out the window. But no, I thought she looked hella cool. The whole shaved head and the bedazzledness on her scalp.
What do you think about Selena?
Okay, now Selena, I don't know what to think. Well, now that Fish is gone, is Selena going to try to take over? And she can't take over the group. I mean, I think this was her chance to be like somebody cool. But then now that Fish is done, now the Penguin is, I think Selena's going to be like, I'm going back to the streets. It was cool to get dressed up. I don't know. I thought that was kind of messed up a little bit.
I don't think she could handle the killing.
No, I don't think so either. I think that surprised her when they shot.
Yes, she did kill that one guy, but I don't think she can handle it.
No, I was a little pissed off that she didn't. I thought maybe when Jim was like with his eyes like, okay, let go. I thought she was like lying and was going to do it on the down low. I mean, at the end of the day, Jim did help her. You know? True. So I was a little surprised. But then it kind of just shows you that, you know, Selena, a.k.a. little mini Catwoman, does have a little a little bad streak in her.
Yes, she does.
You know, against the law. So I was kind of surprised about that. But I think you're right. I think she's done. I think it was like, oh, I tried it once holding the machine gun. This is not my life. I'm not about that life. I think that's what she's saying.
Not yet.
I did like the freaking action in the hospital. I thought that was pretty badass. Jim Gordon shooting everybody and jumping over things. That was one of my favorite parts. This whole episode was dope.
He was taking on all of Maroney's people. He was like, I got this.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I know you did. You were like, take off your shirt. Take off your shirt. You'd do so much better.
He would. If he was just in a tank top.
Yeah, jeans. Well, that's not going to happen. Too late for that. And then in the very end, Jim Gordon and Don Falcone talking. Don Falcone says, I'm retiring. Here's a knife that your dad gave me.
So if he's retiring, Penguin got exactly what he wanted.
Exacto mundo. That's why
he is the king of Gotham.
King of the world. He did the Titanic move on the building. You know? Oh, yeah, he's the man now. Everybody's dead. So it's definitely going to be... I'm wondering, do you think he still owes that favor to Jim, or do you think Jim... Do you think his slate is clean?
I don't know. Saving your life, that's a pretty big favor.
Yeah, I think it's...
that should be, you know, Jim's slate should be clean.
Yeah, I think so, too.
His life.
That's what I think. But, you know, but it was cool how Don Falcone said, you know, your dad was one of the most honest men I have ever met, but he still carried a knife. That was a good line there. Like, hey, you could be nice, but you still need to protect yourself. You just never know. And I don't know if that was like passing it down, like just a bit of warning because of how Gotham can be, or the people that are around you. Like, you know, you can only trust when shit goes downhill. The knife is the only thing you can trust.
Exactly, and that's what he told him.
That's what I was kind of,
because that knife actually got them out.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if that was like a bigger hint than we're supposed to think. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to miss Don Falcone. I like Don Falcone.
I don't think he's gone.
You don't think he's going to disappear?
I mean, he's going to disappear, but I think he's going to be back.
I don't know. I mean, he's. I think he's going to be out, and Penguin's going to take over. I mean, you got Fish dead. Falcone is going to be like, psh, out. Maroni's dead. People are going to try, I think. I don't know what's his face. What's his name? Vincent? What was Falcone's right-hand ball-headed killer? Was it Vincent?
Vincent.
Yeah, I wonder what Vincent's going to do. You know, it's going to be interesting. Next season. Do we know when next season is supposed to be?
No.
What is that? Normally, what is that? Fox shows, is that next year?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, it depends. It depends because we got 22 episodes. Or, no, how many episodes did we get? Did we get 16?
I can't remember.
Can't either. Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when the next one is. Next new season. I mean, that's the season finale. That's it. We're done with season one.
Finale.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about season two. Just know that it got renewed.
Thank goodness.
Yep.
Because if they would have left you with just the Batcave door, you would have flipped out.
I probably would have flipped out, but I would have been like, I probably would have flipped out, but then if they didn't renew it, I'd been like, you bastards! It was so good, you should have renewed it. So I'm glad it did, because. Yeah, because I'm trying to think now, if would my life be complete? Could I sit back and go, you know what? That was a great finale. Penguin's the king of the world. I know. You know what? I almost would be happy because Penguin, I know that in the Bat world, he's going to become one of the bad guys. Riddler is now turning the Riddler. Selina showed her true color. She's going to be a bad person. Then you have Bruce finding the Batcave, and it leads into, okay, he's going to become Batman. So you know what? If this would have been it... That I would have already known what was going on. I would have been upset, pissed off, but I would know. You know what? I love the finale. It was great.
Yeah, now, according to IMDb,
mm-hmm.
or BD, whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
We all know that this is not a reliable source, but it's saying September 2015.
Okay. So September 2015, pencil it in. There you go.
Yeah.
Not guaranteed, but pencil it in. All right. Well, I think that's it, right? Both of us, we give this episode a 10. Kudos to the Gotham cast, the writers.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we got 22 episodes, which was funny because you and I thought, because most Fox shows that we recap, it's, you know, up to 13 episodes or, you know, 10 episodes.
Right.
That's what we do with the Sleepy Hollow and the following.
Yep.
And I'm really happy that Gotham got 22 episodes and then got picked up for season two.
So true that.
I'm very happy about that.
Coolio.
So yeah, if it's like every other show, we should have it back this season and not next year. So
we will see what happens. So we just got a couple of months then.
Yep.
There you go.
Couple months.
Fingers crossed that it happens away. Knowing our luck, who knows what's going to happen. All right. Well, I think that's about it. Shout outs to everybody that's been retweeting, sharing, all that good stuff. And kudos to all the other Gotham recap shows out there. I know Gotham TV podcast. Is that right? That's it, right? Yeah, from Dublin, Ireland. They be talking to people. Shout out to them. Gotham Addicts. I think it's a Gotham on TV Tag or TV Tag on Gotham. I can't remember. I didn't write it down. I apologize, everybody. But everybody that's been retweeting, favorites, all that good stuff, all the Gotham fans, we appreciate it. And I think that's it. So, Amy, why don't you let everybody know how they can find you on the internets?
They can find me personally on Twitter. It's Amy VRO. And if they want to follow the VRO on Twitter, it's the VRO. Really easy. But definitely go to our website, thevro.com, and check out our Instagram, our Tumblr, our YouTube page. We did get our Comic-Con press pass in our emails yesterday. Sweet. So we're officially going to Comic-Con, and hopefully we will have some panels and some interviews from Gotham from a Comic-Con, because last year at Comic-Con was badass that we actually got to zip line through Gotham.
Oh, sweet. That's cool. I wasn't there. My people didn't work it. They didn't have any movies to promote, so I was not there.
Come on, people.
But even if I was, I couldn't because I was
there this year.
I had a baby, so
did have a baby. Yeah. So yeah, it wouldn't have worked out. But you know what? You can go this year. So people, get on the ball and have our mic out there.
We shall see.
Seriously, Comic-Con is not the same without having Mike at the summit table.
We shall see. Okay, that's it. People, if you want to find me online, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. I've been posting up a bunch of new stuff, iwatchmike.com. And, of course, you can check out Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, iwatchmike on YouTube, and Facebook. So that's it for us. We'll be back hopefully in a couple of months. If not, we'll be back whenever what happens. But don't forget, you can listen to this podcast and all the other podcasts on thevro.com or iwatchmike.com or right here on blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. You can subscribe on iTunes, RSS feed, leave comments, all that good stuff. Everybody have a great remaining weekend. And don't forget, Mother's Day is on Sunday. Mother's Day is on Sunday. Buy your gift. Amy, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.